Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Hi, friends. Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life. Thank you for joining us here this evening. As we were going through that introduction, I can see your comments coming in, and I want to say what a great comment from so many of you. But AT, they're watching on Periscope. I'm so ready for some real news and some good news. Well, that's exactly what you get when you come here. Another one of you was asking, is this going to be on TV? And well, we have only the internet TV, although I get on a lot of TV programs, but certainly some of what I say does get onto the regular TV when they have me on various talk programs as a guest. So I'm always happy to do that. Alveda King, many of you are watching on her channel. She works full-time with us. We do this ministry together along with an entire team, and I know how many of you love her and follow her too. We're all together here at Priests for Life, and wow, it really is a great joy. She's been working with us for 15 years now. And so we've got good news. We've got real news, not fake, not lying and deceptive, but real. And first of all, let's start with prayer. Let's offer the Lord's Prayer together and asking God's blessings, of course, as we always do on all of you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen. Okay, friends, so, well, the good news, the president is back in the White House. And really, no surprise, I mean, he was strong. He really never left work. He never stopped working. He was working right during his stay, and he went to the Walter Reed Medical Center only because of abundance of caution. He wanted, and his doctors wanted to have everything close at hand because this is an unpredictable virus, and in case things were to get worse, they could respond just immediately, although he always has medical attention and with him whenever he travels in the car. You know, did you know that there are a couple of pints of blood of the president's blood type always in the vehicle that takes him around? Air Force One has a whole operating unit, literally, that can do surgery on the plane. So, I mean, and this is what it means to be president of the United States. This is what you have. You have this medical attention always with you. So, you know, I think many people got the wrong idea that when he had to go into Walter Reed in the first place, because they, you know, if people imagine, oh, you think of, you know, unfortunately, you know, we all know people that are in the hospital, and you know, you might think, oh, this person can't walk, they're confined to bed, they're doing really poorly, my life may be in danger. No, not at all. Not at all. He went there out of an abundance of caution, but there he was in his suit jacket at his desk doing his work on the phone. I talked to several people who over the weekend who had been on the phone with the president, and they said, you know, if I didn't know he was sick, I wouldn't know he was sick from talking to him. And he was, and not talking about himself or his, virus. He was talking about the business of the country and the campaign. So, I mean, it's an amazing person, and you know, we all know some Energizer bunnies in our lives, and he's certainly one in the lives of us all. But today, so he was released from there and back to the White House, and we covered a few hours ago the scene of him leaving and taking off in Marine One. Beautiful crowd there thanking him and cheering. But I wanted to play a little video clip for you from the day before, because on Sunday, you know, he decided to yesterday make a surprise visit to the folks that were standing and praying and cheering outside. And he made this video just before he went out there. So let's take a look at that quick video.
We're getting great reports from the doctors. This is an incredible hospital, Walter Reed. The work they do is just absolutely amazing. And I want to thank them all, the nurses, the doctors, everybody here. I've also gotten to meet some of the soldiers and the first responders, and What a group. I also think we're going to pay a little surprise to some of the great patriots that we have out on the street. And they've been out there for a long time, and they've got Trump flags, and they love our country. So I'm not telling anybody but you, but I'm about to make a little surprise visit. So perhaps I'll get there before you get to see me. But I just, when I look at the enthusiasm, and we have enthusiasm like probably nobody's ever had. Our people that love the job we're doing, we have more enthusiasm than maybe anybody. So it's been a very interesting journey. I learned a lot about COVID. I learned it by really going to school. This is the real school. This isn't the let's read the book school. And I get it, and I understand it. And it's a very interesting thing, and I'm going to be letting you know about it. In the meantime, we love the USA, and we love what's happening. Thank you.
We love the USA. You can't lead a country if you don't love that country. And I want to see, more USA chants at Democrat events, if you can even find the events. But you know, brothers and sisters, you want, as some of the commentators have been saying, what the president now has learned is even more. I mean, he's been at the forefront of fighting this for the whole world ever since this thing, ever since the beginning of this year. He's been at the forefront, and, you know, people who doubt how well he has done in dealing with the coronavirus, I mean, come on, read about it. Read about it. This is public information, the coronavirus timeline, the coronavirus report that you can find on whitehouse.gov, and the report that the Congress just issued. Did you read the report that the Congress just issued? Those who especially have doubts about how well the president has done in managing this crisis, my goodness, if you, first of all, any one of those critics, I'd love to see them sitting in the White House heading up the coronavirus task force and see if they do any better and see how they would feel if somebody blamed them for the deaths that occurred instead of praising them for all the deaths that did not occur. But, you know, you got to be a decent person of goodwill in order to think that way and to think, as we do, that this man has done a great job. But look at the report. You know, don't believe me or the president. Look at the report that just came out of Congress. You can Google it. Coronavirus report. All the national plans. There was a national plan for every aspect of dealing with this, from the testing to the economy to the schools to the vaccine to the, you know, various different angles that had to be managed all at the same time. And we were all working in the dark. But read the report and challenge those who criticize the president about this to read the report that just came out of Congress October 2nd. Not only that, but now that the president has had this experience of having the virus himself, you know what? He's even in a better position now to lead our country as we undeniably have turned the corner. This is not the same disease we're dealing with like we were dealing with back during Lent and at Easter time. Not the same. We're light years beyond that in terms of what we know about it, how we're able to treat it, what we've been able to do to reduce it. And anybody that doesn't realize that is just not paying attention. Simple as that. They're not paying any attention. So I know you are, and I know that's one of the reasons that you're here. So God bless the president. Thank God that his symptoms, I mean, he's been fever-free for days now, and his symptoms have not been that bad at all through the course of this ordeal that we've all been through with him over these last few days. He's going to be back on the campaign trail. I was on a conference call with the campaign earlier, as I am every day, and he'll be back out there rallying the troops. You can be sure of that. But in the meantime, yes. Did you call?
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.